Right, we are chatting to a first-time novelist on the couch today, not just about her debut novel itself, but also about the often long and lonely road to bringing your work to publication. The author in question is Michelle Edwards, and her book is Go Away Birds. It's recently been published by Mojaji Books. I really enjoyed it. It was one of those stories that you pick up thinking, I'll just get in a couple of chapters before I start seeing to dinner or doing anything else. And before you know it, the bathwater is cold, the dinner is going to be late because you just got sucked in by these characters and their stories. Michelle obtained a journalism degree at Rhodes before working in Taiwan, the UK and Zambia. But these days she is back in South Africa and working as an editor in between juggling her writing and parenthood as well. A very busy woman. It's great to have some time with you this afternoon. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Pippa.
It's a great, great pleasure. It may be new to the shelves, but Go Away Birds has been quite some time in the writing, Michelle. When did you first start actually conceptualizing the story?
It was in about 2012, I think. 2012, 2013. The characters just kind of came to me. I can't recall a moment when they arrived, but suddenly Sky was there, who's the protagonist, and her sister-in-law, Rory. Both arrived at the same time, fully formed. And yeah, I started putting words to the page in 2013. And I think I actually started putting the manuscript together properly in 2017. So yeah, many years with them.
Of really hard work. Has it always been something you wanted to do, Michelle? Have you been one of those people who writes from the time they can hold a pen and keeps a diary and expresses themselves with the written word from teenage years?
I think the first sort of manuscript I wrote, I must have been 12 or 13.
Wow.
And I can still remember who the protagonist was and what her issues were. But I obviously, you know, it was very much not complete and kind of very much a first draft. But I never actually thought that it would be something I could, you know, actually do, that I would ever take a novel all the way through to publication, because it just seemed like so much work. But I think the characters wouldn't let me get away with not telling their full stories. So that's how this one happened.
So they were as compelling in your head as they were for readers on the page. I know eventually you went to a writer's masterclass, Michelle, to help you sort of bring it all together and drive towards getting an actual draft finished. But as you've told us, it's a process of several different years, and having a finished manuscript is only one foot further along that journey. It's been quite a journey as well to bring the book to actual publication. And I always admire writers for the vulnerability involved in putting a script out and finishing it for yourself and then sending it out into the world and having to just let go and hope for the best. Talk us about that process, what it was like for you.
It was really interesting. Once the manuscript was finished and I started sending it out, it almost became less of mine. I still think that the best, most enjoyable, most rewarding time of writing is writing the first draft, where it's just you and the characters, and you just have to kind of follow them and let them tell you, sort of let them lead you to where they need to go. But as soon as you start sending it out and as soon as you start getting those rejections, it has to be less about you, and you kind of have to take a step back. And I found that was, yeah, kind of quite challenging, but a good lesson, I think. And when you're looking to get published, you feel like as soon as you've got that signed contract, that's the end, you know, that's the end of the road. But as I learned with Go Away Birds, which had an extensive editing process, which was just fantastic for me, as an editor myself, but you realize that actually also signing a publishing contract is just one more step forward. It's not the end of the road.
Yeah.
Which I wish someone had sort of told me, because when I was, you know, shipping the manuscript out and just waiting for someone to accept it, I wish someone had been able to say, but this will happen and it will just be one step. You know, you've still got a long way to go with the story.
Let's talk a bit about the story itself, Michelle. Your central character, your protagonist, Sky, is a bit of an anomaly, rather than the perhaps more common figure of the adult woman who wants to break free of constraints and live out her dreams with more freedom. Sky is almost the opposite. She is somebody who has been raised with total freedom as a complete hippie of a child, and she actually craves nothing more than the normality that everybody else finds so boring. She wants stability. She wants predictability. She wants to just be able to quietly build a life for herself, and she's very confident in her own skills and sort of very, very self-sufficient. And yet, despite her best efforts, she just isn't finding what she's looking for. Tell us a little bit. I mean, you say that she arrived in your head along with her sister-in-law, Rory. We'll talk about her in a moment, almost fully fledged. But what was it like for you creating that character? Tell us a bit about the inspiration behind her.
I'm always drawn to female protagonists who sort of don't have things together, especially... So Sky, at the time of writing, Sky is 32. And I think at that stage of our lives, we're supposed to have things sorted out. You know, we're supposed to know what we want. We're supposed to sort of be on track to, you know, if you're very traditional view, if that's sort of what you're looking for, it would be husband or partner, children. And if not, you should sort of know where you're going in your career. But at 32, I mean, I sort of had, from the outside, a life that people would think would, you know, is kind of, I had a husband, I had two children, I had a career, but I still didn't feel like I knew who I was or if this was what I wanted or where I would be in 5 years' time. And Sky also has sort of thinks she knows what she wants, but she doesn't really. So I thought it was really interesting to think about an adult woman who, from the outside, is very, very sort of calm and contained and extremely capable, but inside, you know, she's sort of just as confused as the next person. Mm.
And juxtaposed against her, of course, the character of her sister-in-law, Rory, who is absolutely just the boldest of women, who lives life completely on her own terms, regardless of what those terms mean in terms of the cost to the other people sharing that life with her. She's completely uninhibited, the sort of typical artist character. Tell us a bit more about developing Rory's character.
I think the reason they both came to me at the same time is that I think, so Rory is a figure that Sky deeply, deeply envies, without really understanding that she does. Rory is someone I would admire and envy because, yeah, as you say, she really doesn't care about all the things that sort of 33-year-old women are kind of supposed, in inverted commas, supposed to care about. Her appearance is one thing. And, yeah, social conventions she doesn't care about. She has a very strong idea about who she is and what her ideals are. And she's super confrontational, which I also really, I mean, I'm quite conflict-averse. So some people who are so confrontational, especially women, I find really, really sort of admirable. But, yeah, I love Rory. I think she's probably my favorite character. Obviously, I sort of relate more closely to Sky, but I just love Rory. I still feel huge affection for her, and I hope that she's redeems herself a bit towards the end of the novel.
I'll say no more. I want the listeners to read it for themselves and make up their own minds. Michelle, yes. One important part of Sky's story is that she is somebody who is suffering from PTSD after a very traumatic mugging incident. And that, I think, is something that unfortunately will ring true for so many readers because so many South Africans have been through something like that and experienced the sort of sense of dislocation that she feels. When we meet her, she is really almost feeling like she's kind of living outside of her life, looking in on it because she feels so disconnected. Did you do a lot of research into how people respond to trauma in the creation of that part of her story?
So the mugging incident that Sky experienced was something very similar to what I experienced. The situation around it was different, but I experienced something similar. And it was not long before I started writing Go Away Birds properly. So I used my own experience, and I also had a lot of help from the editor of the manuscript, whose name is Emily Buchanan, and she had some experience of PTSD, and she had also done a lot of research into it. That really helped.
Okay. We're talking to Michelle Edwards, the author of the new book, Go Away Birds. It is her first novel published by Mojaji Books and a really great read with some very interesting, particularly female characters. Michelle, one important aspect of this book is the question of how we engage with our past and respond to our past and learn to move away from our past and build lives for ourselves. Because Sky, in the course of the book, is taken back to her childhood home and back to reconnect with members of her family that she's been distant from for a very long time. And there we see this splintered family of people who used to be incredibly close and used to love each other and share everything and have drifted apart because the one figure in the family who held everyone together is no longer with them. What did you want to explore in that sense of people finding their way back towards each other?
I'm trying to think how to phrase this. I'm really, really fascinated by the idea of adults going back to a place where, as you say, they experienced this really, really deep sense of connection. Going back and realizing that it's not there anymore. The place might still be there, but those connections change even if everyone is still around. And I think this is something that we all experience, but we don't talk about very often, how difficult it is to go back as an adult to be with people who sort of raised you or who knew you when you were younger. You know, when we see members of our family, we see them as themselves at all different points in their lives. We don't really see them as, you know, as who they are in that moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's something Sky had to grapple with and really come to terms with.
Michelle, I know that you are already well on the way to having the second novel ready for publication. The final question is whether you'll give us a bit of a hint as to what is coming in the next book.
So the next book is sort of, it's a third of the way through. So I'm quite far away from it being ready to publish. But part of it is set in Zambia because I lived there when I started writing it. Another part of it is set in Cape Town, also on the South Peninsula, similarly to Go Away Birds. And I think since the start of the pandemic, all I've been able to read is romantic fiction. So there are a lot of elements of romantic fiction. Yeah, a lot more romance than Go Away Birds, sort of more intimate scenes. But quite a lot of Taylor Swift, all I've been able to listen to for about the past year is Taylor Swift. There's a lot of that in there too.
It fascinates me how different people have responded differently to lockdown. And I've heard a lot of people say to me, you know, I used to love reading crime thrillers and I just can't bear it anymore, or I used to love reading nonfiction, it's too heavy to add that to what's going on in the world. So I totally get what you're saying. Looking forward to the next one whenever it's ready. Michelle, just to recap for our audience, the book is called Go Away Birds and it is available in all good bookstores now, published by Mojaji Books. You'll find it selling at about 260 rand a copy. You told us at the beginning about the long path you walked to bring this book to publication. Michelle, the final comment is, what advice for potential writers, would-be writers listening to this interview who might have got stuck along the way or be feeling very put down by the first rejection letter from the first publisher they approached? Is there anything you'd like to say to that person today?
I think there's a lot of advice out there about how to deal with rejection, but I think the thing that helped me most was just to remember that it wasn't about me and it was about the manuscript. And it no longer belonged to me. I'd finished writing it. I'd put, you know, my part in, and now it belonged sort of to the world. It was out there and it wasn't anything so the way it was received did not reflect on me anymore. And for any writers struggling to write, because I've also heard from a lot of people that, you know, for the past year and a bit, it's really difficult to write amongst all of this sort of craziness that's going on. My best advice is to join a writer's masterclass. There are a number of South African ones going at the moment. Mike Nicol and Claire Strombeck ran the one that I did. And just having deadlines was so valuable to me. You know, I have a full-time job and two small children, and there's no way I would have got the words down if I didn't have a deadline every month. Like, I needed to submit 8,000 words every month, and that helped a lot.
That's really great practical advice, Michelle, and I'm so glad you followed it because I thoroughly enjoyed the book and I look forward to reading the next one when it's ready.
Oh, thank you so much, Pippa. I really appreciate it.
Lovely to have you on the show this afternoon. Author Michelle Edwards, her debut novel, Go Away Birds, available in stores now.